Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're saying epic. We'll figure it out. Before we do that, though, let's talk about Price.com. Guys, Price is a powerful online web application that simplifies the acquisition process for real estate direct mail marketing campaigns. Price provides research tools and enables you to identify locations to mail, price your data, analyze over 1 million comps, pull owner records, and scrub your data to produce a ready-to-mail campaign list. So head on over to price.com/casual Fridays REI to start your 7-day free trial and get discounted prices today. That's PRYCD.com/casual Fridays REI.
Happy Friday, sir.
Hey, happy Friday.
This is the second show in this month that you were with a little naughty word in the title, eh?
I didn't put the naughty words.
I did.
You did, yeah.
Spicy this month. Just a little spicy, sir. Giving you a little spicy action, trying to get you to cuss. Well, I get you to cuss in the second show in a row. 470 plus shows, you did not set a cuss word. Got you two last week. Will I do it again? Will I be successful? Time will tell. We'll get there, but fuck it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know, like, if that's necessarily true, if I've only cussed in one. Like, Sarah said the other day that I never cuss either. I feel like...
Well, you don't.
Yeah,
you're okay. Just a distinguished gentleman.
Distinguished
gentleman. What's the glasses? It's the monocle.
Monocle.
Yeah,
monocle.
That's monocle. That's what we need for you is a monocle. He's distinguished, good sir. Good sir. Very distinguished there. So, fuck it. We'll figure it out. What does that even mean? Why would we even talk about it in this world of entrepreneurship?
Are you throwing that at me?
I'm throwing it at you. I mean, I can go into my vision of it, but I'm throwing it at you first. Let you first hack at it.
Okay. Actually, when you said it, I think I immediately know what you're talking about when we talked about it in like the pre-show or whatever.
Pre-show. We sound so distinguished there. So distinguished.
It's what every entrepreneur does, how they make money and how they survive. It's like every single day, problems all day long are thrown at you.
Yeah.
You don't ever have the answer for them unless you've dealt with it already.
Yeah.
And it's just like, F it. Okay. That's how I make I've got to figure this out.
Yeah. That's how you make your living. We solve the problems. We go through it. And that's, I think that's the, I say, I think that is, I'm going to take the, I think that is, I'm going to assert it is, that is the way to be successful and continue to be successful is having the attitude of fuck it, I'll figure it out, and getting either the right tool, the right person, the right room, the right team in place to get that problem solved. And that's something, once you figured it out, you can't have it taken away from you. Mm-hmm. It's knowledge.
Yeah. And the knowledge is so valuable because that, you know, you constantly see a lot of like the more successful people in the world, like they're older.
Yeah.
And I probably, and as a young person, I always thought, well, why is that? Right.
Yeah.
So they've been through all of it.
Yeah.
They've developed an entire database of problem solving from things that they've done over their life, right?
Yeah.
And every day, I mean, we've got this for years now, we're still getting new problems thrown at us.
Yeah.
All the time, especially when you have growth.
Yeah.
And you can either give up and fold,
because
that's the only other option, it seems like. If you're done figuring out problems, you don't want it anymore, your business ain't going to last.
Yeah.
Or you figure it out and you thrive.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that we live in a world of, the term I heard this week was an echo chamber. People just chirping off the exact same thing, and it just keeps coming back and forth. But they're not really talking about solving the solutions or coming up with the solutions for problems they've had. You know, whether it was, I didn't know how to price early on, or I didn't know how to find a property, or, you know, I didn't know how to solve death on the deed, I didn't understand how to get access. Whatever those problems are, when you figure out death on a deed in a market and you double down on that, you said, fuck it, I'll figure it out. I hired the attorney. I got the place. I tried it. I bought a property for cheaper just so I could buy my risk down. And then once you've done it, you're just like, oh, shit, that's easy. Whether that could have been something as easy as an affidavit of heirship, doing a quiet title, a partition suit, whatever that was, you said, fuck it, let me figure it out, and I'm going to do that. And that's really what it comes down to. You have to be tired of the current state, and you have to say, hey, you know what? I'm smart enough to do this and actually step in there and say, fuck it, let's get it, and let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that reminds me of like back in the beginning days, you know, if you got a property that didn't have a clean title, you're almost like, well, I don't know what to do. Like this deal must be dead.
Yeah.
And now it's like you very rarely get a
barely get a clean one.
Yeah, very rarely get a clean one.
I am surprised at this point. Sorry to cut you off there, but I'm surprised at this point in my career, when I get something that they sign it, when they say they're going to sign it, it's agreed upon on the price from the letter, it goes to title and processes in title in 15 to 30 days, and then we close. I am so freaked out by something that goes smoothly now that I'm like,
Yeah. What's, how am I getting scammed?
What Nigerian prince wired this money over? So
yeah. Yeah, especially if they just sign the letter and send it back in the mail.
Yeah.
You never even hear from them.
Yeah. And some of my best deals have been like that, and I still perplexed by that. And that's, you know, I was talking to some guys last night, guys and girls last night on a mastermind call. They had us come in and do a little guest appearance for them. And one of the common themes that I heard, and I hear this elsewhere, is mail counts and what people are doing to generate their leads and what that looks like. And it seems like everybody's waiting for somebody to give them that golden token or that one nugget of advice that's going to change their business and go to it, versus going to what works and saying, hey, whether it's mail, am I changing my medium? Am I using a text? Am I using PPC? Am I using ringless voicemail? How am I putting it all together in the marketing side? Or am I looking at other avenues, whether that's, you know, buying on market or whatever that is? They sit back and they're just waiting. They're waiting for somebody to say, well, hey, yeah, I agree, your mail counts are up. What are you doing to fix it? You know, like what are you doing to solve it? Versus saying, hey, fuck it, let's try postcard, let's try a different letter, let's try this. And so I started about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, saving every letter that came in that was an offer letter to me, whether it was offer, neutral, whatever it was, and looking at it. And through this stack of letters, there are three that are different, other than whether they came from Rocket Print or came from a different mail company. But there are three that are different. And I know those three guys personally. And those three guys personally say, fuck it, I'll figure it out. And they will spend tons of money on data, on trying to split test, trying these other things out. And their businesses still thrive in this changing market because they have the attitude of, let's figure it out. Like, it's that part of the excitement for the business for them is fixing that problem to optimize their business. And it's interesting to me. And one of them was his looked like a check and it ripped off and it was like pay to the order of the owner's name. This is not a real check, but it looked like a real check. I opened it because I wanted to see what it all looked like because it wasn't a normal 2-page window. The other one was in a different color envelope that had looked like a UPS label on it. I'm like, what the heck is this? But, you know, there's things like that.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I wonder if you can almost... I'll try to see where I can go with that. Because, like, when you started naming off everything, all those shiny new tools, especially when you said PPC and all these other things, like, analysis paralysis while you're saying, F it, I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sitting here all day long trying to figure it out. Well, is PPC for me? Is this for me? Is this for me? Mm-hmm. When we know that, like, if you just take one...
Just optimize it, get it going, try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, master that one, figure out any problems that come with it. Well, you know, maybe you need to change your copy a little bit. Maybe change your font. Maybe change the color. But, like, become a master of that one niche.
Yeah. I'd say yes, but I'd also say you should spend some money in trying to scale that or add to it or to grow. Or you should have some research money into your budget. And what that means is, like, so we have been anti-CRM for a while. Nothing new. We've talked to like, hey, but there are some technologies that are out there that you can use that will integrate some follow-up stuff for us that we don't follow up with, like, as much because we've been able to keep enough deals coming off just direct mail, hitting them once. But since our business has changed, and I've for me and Peyton, we've said that, hey, we have a 200-mile radius that we shop in. So I'm hitting some of those people multiple times. So how am I hitting them and what's that follow-up? And we talked about this some shows back, was what the marketing stack looked like. And what's the proper marketing stack to reach these people, to have them contacted more than one time in every couple years? And what does that look like? And so we've been studying that and working on what that looks like for us, but then putting the right systems in place to have the follow-up to where it's not her just on a Google sheet saying, okay, I have this list of 20,000 people we've mailed this year. How do I contact them with them again? Or which ways did I contact them? And have it to where it's a little bit more systemized. And that's something that's different from what my business has normally been, because we haven't needed that. But now, since we're starting to optimize it and get better and faster, okay, what are the right tools in place? And what integrates with what? What doesn't? And, you know, having multiple outlets that come out of that, is it an email drip? Is it a ringless voicemail? Is it a text message? Is it a call? What does that look like and how are those set up? And what's the easiest click for, like, her to have versus sitting here all day just wasting time trying to figure it all out? So we say, fuck it, figure it out, and then we start putting the right tools in place. And so we have a budget assigned to that, and we can continue to grow and test from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you don't keep her Peyton busy, she will just sit around and do nothing.
Well, she reads. It's not nothing. It's their telenovelas that she reads.
Telenovela, the isn't that TV?
Yeah, it is. It's the what would it be called if it was a love book in Spanish? A novella, basically. The, not telenovela, just a novella.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's novella. I think it's the right word. Well, I don't think Carl's fluent in Spanish, so I don't know if he can help us out on that one.
He might be. He might be.
He sends us a text. Hola, amigos. I love it. Love you, Carl. Glad you're getting moved into your new house here close by. So,
yeah.
Man, I don't have anything else to add to that just because I think that it's pretty self-explanatory, but I think it also comes back from everything that we do in our life that has been hard. We just had to say, fuck it, throw caution to the wind and just pounce forward. And that's whether it's entrepreneurial, whether it's taking the new job, deciding what college to go to, you know, trying the sport for the first time, and you know, whether it's working out, whatever sector of your life that's in, it's that, fuck it, let's figure it out, let's keep going. And you put your head down and you make those incremental steps forward. It doesn't have to be life-altering, life-changing, you know, and your results are not going to be change the world today. But when you look back, because 7 years for me full-time is finishing my seventh year is in a couple days. So when you look back at that, where was I in 17 when I went full-time to where am I in 24? Full-time. There's two different totally business, to, you know, four different businesses at that point. Mm-hmm. And it's because we said, fuck it, let's figure it out.
Yeah, I didn't even put that together that it's April and that's...
It's my month. Yeah. 19th. April 19th is the day I got let go from corporate America. So it's coming up quick. Yeah. Hey, we're
still
here.
Still paying bills.
Still here. We got enough money to live another couple years. Without, hopefully. If everything just went away tomorrow, we'd have enough money to live a couple more years.
Yeah. Congrats.
But I don't think it's going to go away tomorrow because we have been somewhat diligent in what we've set up and how we've done the movement into some higher quality asset notes and have a lot of decent dirt out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool, man. I guess we'll end it there.
Yes, sir.
All right. As always, do us a favor. Go to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, all the above. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Appreciate it. Love you. See you next Friday.
See you guys.